Oh no, it's not as bad. That's just like a little ghost, you know, like the ghost is gonna get you. They call him Booger Man. My neighbor calls it the Booger Bear. But we used to say, you know, just the Booger Man's gonna get you.
What about them? It's what people think they see around the graveyard at night.
Ghosts?
Any other name for ghosts?
Spirits? Goblins?
What about a house that people are scared to go in?
It's haunted.
Do you ever hear of any of those around here?
Not here. But living up somewhere in Louisiana, you know, up New Orleans somewhere, they had a scary house out in the country somewhere.
Do you believe in that?
No.
Do you ever hear of voodoo practice around here?
Not around here. I've heard of it.
Uh-huh.
But not around here.
I guess that's...
We're not that far in the boondocks.
I guess it's
like a religion to them, you know. It's something you believe in. If you believe hard enough, it's bound to come true.
You tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting...
cold.
Or it's
chilly.
Not, okay. And you say, well, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I'd
rather stay here.
And say if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, how would you express your feelings about seeing him?
Long time no see.
Okay. Or I'm what to see you.
Glad to see you.
Okay. Do you ever say you're proud to see him?
All depends. I guess proud seems like more like they accomplished something.
Uh-huh.
Rather than you're just glad to see him.
Uh-huh. And if someone owned about 500 acres of land, you'd say you really had a...
large piece of land.
Okay. Do you ever use the expression a right smart of land?
No. I've heard it, but I've never used it.
Mm-hmm. And... say someone says something shocking and you sort of resented them saying it, you might say, well, the very what of you saying that? The very
thought of you saying that?
Or the very
idea.
Okay. And say if a man was hammering something and hit his thumb with a hammer, what would he probably say?
A lot of curse words.
What different expressions would he use?
It all depends on the person. They hit it hard and people's around, they're liable to not say anything, just yeah, ouch. And if they're by themselves, they're liable to just let it all out.
Okay. And if a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then?
How you feel.
Okay. What about when you're introduced to a stranger?
What about it?
What would you ask them?
Oh, what's your name?
Or any other expression to... I mean, anything
else? Oh, when
you
introduce, let's say. I don't remember. I have a good memory. Just say how you're feeling, what you've been doing, and all those things.
Okay. And if some people were leaving your house after a visit, you'd say, well, I hope y'all come back.
Soon.
Or I hope I get to see you.
In the future.
Okay. And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. What about on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Do you ever hear any other expressions people use?
No. I guess it's Jewish expressions, but I don't know.
Do you ever hear people say Christmas gift?
No.
And you say he was feeling so good that instead of walking, he what all the way home?
He rode home?
Or he...
oh, ran home.
Okay. And you say, he has, what, a mile?
He ran a mile.
And you say, horses gallop, but people...
run.
And you say, I'd have to go downtown to do some...
shopping.
And say, if you bought something, you say, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and, what?
Wrapped it.
And when I got home, I...
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for...